I've got a whole routine when I drink just to prevent a hangover the next morning.
Yeah.
And it works like a charm. But every once in a while, a bad one sneaks in. So a new survey asked people what major things they'd be willing to give up if it meant they would never be hungover again. Very few of them were actually willing to give up alcohol.
I wouldn't.
I don't know that I could either. I enjoy a nice glass of wine too much.
I enjoy a good buzz once in a while. I'm not going to lie.
So I'm going to go down the list of the different things that they asked people if they'd be willing to give up never to have a hangover again.
Yeah.
Okay. Here are the 10 things people would be willing to give up to avoid hangovers forever. Alex, Sarah, would you be willing to give up watching sports never to have a hangover again?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, I don't know that I can give that up.
No.
Would you be willing to give up your dignity by getting it on with someone unattractive? Never to have a hangover again.
I mean, I've done it in the past before I was married. There was never that option, so I mean, might as well.
No, I mean, not because, like, it's someone unattractive, but because I'm not going to just sleep with somebody to get rid of a hangover.
And I'm doing them a favor. That's why I look at it. Unattractive people need love, too.
Oh, boy. Because you're just, I mean, Brad Pitt over here.
I mean, I am.
Are you kidding me? To avoid hangovers for the rest of my life, I got to hook up with an unattractive woman? Count me in all day and twice on Tuesday. Social media, would you give it up to never have a hangover again?
Nah.
How would people know what I'm drinking?
That's a very good point, Alex. What about coffee?
No, definitely. I mean, last week was hard enough.
I could, because I don't drink as much coffee as you guys do. Brad Booker could never do that.
I don't think I could.
Drinks more coffee than I do, but I could possibly.
What about Netflix?
I could. My wife couldn't. But, I mean, how does that work in the household? If I had to give it up and my wife had to lose it as well, then I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I would never lose Netflix. Netflix is my baby.
I love Netflix, too, but to never have a hangover again, I'd have to get rid of it. What about a stranger's life? Would you give up a stranger's life?
Are you kidding me?
Bro, that's extreme. Is that the extreme one?
I know. It's kind of stupid. 8% of people said they would, though.
Oh, my God.
Well, those people have drinking problems, and then they need to go to AA because, I mean, the amount of times that I get a hangover in my life at this age is far and few in between.
And when I get a hangover, I know it's going to go away eventually. So it's like kind of like you ride it out. It sucks for right now. But no, not the person's life.
But it's a stranger, though.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. What about alcohol? Would you give up alcohol never to have a hangover again?
No.
If you give up alcohol, you'll never have a hangover again.
Good point.
So...
What about a fingertip? It's just a fingertip. Would you give up a fingertip?
No.
All right, I know this one's stupid. Would you give up your cat or dog's life?
No, I don't have a cat or dog, but Sarah would have to answer this. And I know the answer.
I mean, Jet's kind of old, Sarah. Would you? I mean, like, look, at this point, he's lived a good life.
He's 7. Have you lived a good life, Booker? Are you kind of old and ready to be done?
No.
Because y'all are about the same in people in dog years, so.
What about your cell phone? Would you give up your cell phone?
No.
No.
The point of the story, I think we've learned, is a hangover's not that bad. There's nothing I would give up.
I would give up the coffee, though.
I would definitely sleep with an unattractive woman.
Oh, yeah, that one, too.